is a recommendation on 14.2. Who would like to take the lead on 14.2? Councilor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize a letter to the Nova Scotia Minister of Lands and Forestry requesting that this department establish the Carter's Beach Committee of representatives from the municipality, between Shelburne MLA, Nova Scotia Department of Lands and Forestry, Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal and Environment, along with the Queens RCMP, Acadia First Nations, one local West Queens business representative, and two residents of the Carter's Beach Road. And further that, the municipality representative on the committee have power to authorize all non-financial decisions and financial decisions that would not exceed $2,500 in spending by the municipality on behalf of the council and bind the municipality to such. And further that the Minister of Lands and Forestry be requested to authorize the required human and financial resources from this department to facilitate this committee's work and action plan, including any external consulting studies required.
Seconder?
I second that.
Frelick? CAO, would you like to give us a brief overview of this issue?
The municipality was contacted by some local residents that live in on Carter's Beach Road as well as in West Queens recently. Requested a meeting with the mayor and myself, which we met, and we invited the MLA as well because this is a provincial jurisdiction. During that meeting, we discussed lots of different issues, and at the end of the meeting, the committee or the members of the public from West Queens provided us with a request, and the request is essentially summarized in the document, requesting a Carter's Beach Committee, which would be separate from the current Carter's Beach Liaison Committee. So this is not a replacement committee, this is an additional committee with the roles and functions that are outlined in the report in the detail section, explains all the responsibilities of what the committee would do. And they've asked us to come forward, ask for council support to advocate with the Minister of Lands and Forestry to establish that committee.
Thank you. Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Fancy?
Okay, a couple things to come to mind, but who all will be on this committee? As we heard this morning of a resident who says that I don't know what's going on. I don't hear anything. So I see in here we got one local West Queens business representative. It should we be looking at some just local residents rather than along added to, so they could be able to at least pass the word along. Not everybody uses the internet. Not everybody uses, you know, we've got an older generation that don't, a lot of times the communications don't get passed through. So should we be looking at it as some residents who live there locally to be part of this committee rather than just the committee and a business person, have a couple local residents that will be part of that to understand what's going on. Along with that, I think there should be a member of council part of this. One thing we lost over the last 4 years is council being part of committees, and sometimes communication doesn't get back. And I'd like to see a council member being part of this to be able to understand. Because it says municipality, but that doesn't mean council. It could be staff. It doesn't always have to be council. So I'd like to see a council member be part of that. It's just more about communications and to be able to understand things. I mean, like we have Kevin on there right now. I'm saying, well, he could be a counselor, but if Kevin isn't here or if there's, we need to have some. I think it's important to have a council member on there along with a couple members of the residents, local residents.
And I think Councillor really. Fancy, not to sorry. Expand on that, this is a request to the Minister of Lands and Forestry to set this committee up. They would be the ones who would determine the participants on this committee. We provided the criteria of the breakdown. I would expect that Council will determine the representation on this committee as we have on all committees. So when the time comes for this, that one would expect that council would determine who would be the representative. CAO?
Just to clarify, the list of organizations that is here has been requested by the people we met
right.
with.
Right.
They requested one business person and two residents of Carter's Beach Road. So there are residents there. It does say there, two residents of Carter's Beach Road. So that's their request.
Okay.
And the makeup of the committee, the request was for the mayor, but would be, my suggesting is staff report is it's not appropriate for just all of a sudden designate the mayor. It should be up to council to decide who's on the committee.
Okay.
So that's why it doesn't just say mayor. But staff have not been involved in this committee, and I don't see them being involved in this new committee. I would expect to be a member of council. But rather than put the mayor, my recommendation should be the decision of council who's best to represent the municipality on the committee.
Okay.
And the only addition that's put in there by staff is Acadian First Nations. They were not in the discussion.
Right.
But there are significant artifacts known to be in that area probably, and so it's important that they be at the table at the beginning.
Absolutely.
And not wait until the end of the process.
Yeah.
So other than that, what's there is being requested, that's essentially what's requested by the community, or the community representatives that we met with.
Yeah, and I'll further that, I've probably read this over 10 times, and I still didn't see that at the end where it says two residents of Carter's Beach Road. So you are going to get the residents there. It's that's good. I don't know how I missed it on the end, but there it was. I'd like to see a member of council being part of this too, just to be able to always be so we understand what's going on. I don't want to see things happening because it's important to us. Even though it's Carter's Beach and we're over here, it's still we're all the region, but to know more.
That would be the intent of the motion to have a representative of council there.
Okay.
Councilor McLeod?
Yes. I have a question regarding the liaison committee. What was the issue with the liaison committee that was not effective as a committee that was chosen by local representatives and council and Department of Lands and Forests? Is that who they worked liaison with?
The liaison committee was set up by the Provincial Department of Environment in 2019. They passed the chair of that committee over to Lands and Forestry, Jim Rotherham and Milton. The residents, when they met with the CAO and I, had asked for this committee to be set up, separate from, of course, my understanding is, of that liaison committee. So it is a request to the minister to set up this committee. It's not to say that the liaison committee will or will not exist.
Would it not be duplication of certain issues or
that may be. That would be the minister's determination when he is requested to put this committee together.
So the representatives on Carter's Beach Road, how were they chosen or how will they be chosen for this proposed new committee?
I really at this point can't give you an answer to that because that would be the Minister of Lands and Forestry's decision.
So, in my personal opinion, I feel that all the residents on Carter's Beach Road should be consulted, discussed, have an individual meeting. I feel some of them have been treated unfairly. I feel that they have a lot of resolutions or solutions to some of the problems. What we have listed here as the suggestion from the municipality, and it says at the top of the page, previous council has endorsed the need for enhanced parking, so on and so forth. In my opinion, that paragraph would resolve the whole issue, and I don't know why we can't just take that from our council's perspective and work with the departments and try to get this done. What else are you going to do? You need parking and you need an exit road. And when that is resolved, then I think a lot of the problems will be resolved.
Well, all I can tell you is that in my discussions with the minister and his staff are deliberating on all the issues, including parking. And when they come up with an approach to move forward, we will certainly be advised as to what the department is prepared to do. So to come to a conclusion that one is a solution for all the issues, I think that there are more than one issue involved in Carter's Beach. We've worked over the last 4 years as a council to restrict the parking on one side of Carter's Beach Road to ensure emergency vehicles get in. We have the RCMP who have issued tickets. It is a difficult situation at best for residents on Carter's Beach Road. I think we all recognize that. But we do have other jurisdictions such as the RCMP who are saddled with writing tickets and maintaining traffic flow. Word of mouth all over Nova Scotia is promoting Carter's Beach, and the region of Queens has not promoted Carter's Beach for 4 years because we do not want to compound the problem. So there's lots of issues to be resolved. The Minister of Lands and Forestry is the one saddled with those solutions because it's their property. They manage that land. and the roads are owned by the province. So while we can support solutions, we are not in control of solutions. And that is why this recommendation comes forward, to address the concerns of a number of residents that met with the CAO and I the other week, to try to get this to the forefront so that we get solutions sooner than later. So it is an issue, and you're well aware of the bigger problems at Carter's Beach Road.
Well, from my observation, if 75 vehicle parking lot was built, if there was an exit road, exit or egret, whatever you want to call it, a road to go out onto Slopus, Portmanton, that would resolve a large number of those problems. If the municipality took a more active role, I feel maybe if we discussed it with the Department of Environment or Department of Natural Resources or whomever is the one that makes the final decision, Department of Natural Resources obviously have control of the land. But I feel that the people on the road, there are only a select few that may have an agenda that's different than the rest of the people on that road. And I feel that there should, if they would be more considerate, have a meeting with everyone on that road, and all of them come to some decision that they're all on the same page, not just having their own reasons why things should be done differently. And that's not up for us to do. That is up to the people on Carter's Beach Road to make sure that happens.
Well, as I can tell you that the minister and the departments are well aware of the solutions that we proposed, and we have not had those embraced at the present time, but they are currently under review.
How can we make that happen? How can we be on the doorstep of those departments and say, look, this is very serious? It's what it's doing is it's, I understand this past weekend they had extra patrols of RCMP there all weekend. Is that correct?
My understanding, they put an additional effort into enforcement.
Yes,
they have been there every weekend, but they were there in much more strength this past weekend.
They did a fine job. Very courteous, did a great job. But is that costing the municipality more? Is that coming out of their budget that we...
That's not costing the Region of Queens any money at all, because we pay the RCMP to do that enforcement work on a regular basis all year long.
And I feel that talking about the residents on the road, the current residents, and I know there's been some issues there with respect to parking, and I think maybe if we had a discussion with those residents from our perspective, because we control the land use bylaws, that there could be some consideration in them understanding the bylaws, and rather than getting letters in the mail that are a shock to them, and maybe have a discussion, open up communications with the other residents closer to the end that have had issues with parking.
I guess staff are there in their position to enforce the MPSLUB, and they are doing that with the parking issue. Because parking, to my understanding, in that zone as a public parking and a private resident is not allowable under the current MPSLUB.
We understand that.
So staff will enforce the MPSLUB. That is their job.
I understand that, and that's what their job is. However, looking at the circumstances, could have probably been done a little bit differently, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Any other counselor? Counselor Feller?
Well, obviously this is a big issue, as it has been for a while. I've talked to many people on that road, and where, you know, this is brilliant, and I'm glad that it's on the agenda this week. I do have a concern with what happens, because you're looking at all different levels of government for a solution. And we know that doesn't come easy. 2021 is going to be hopefully another season coming up, but hopefully a season that's not as bad as this one, because there were some really irate people, and I don't blame them a bit. I'm concerned about, in this report, you've kind of changed it from the ask, because the ask was, if this isn't completed by June 1st, 2021, the mandate to resolve and implement varied remedial issues for Carter's Beach by June 1st, no parking signs on both sides of Carter's Beach be erected and enforced, and then the entrance to Carter's Beach Road be posted local traffic only. So I don't see that in our report. says we've not determined what short-term measures can be taken for the 2021 season. I think after we've watched what's happened this summer, I think we have to make a commitment that we're going to be able to do something for, so we don't have a repeat of this summer. Because we know what's happening. July 1st, it starts. It gets built up by the August 1st weekend, and then Labor Day is the final, and then it goes away. So, but that's 2 months of horrible conditions for the people on the road. So we need to make a commitment. What we can do as a municipality, and understanding that we're going to be working hard to try to get this resolved, but we also know the past history, and there's a lot in this request by different departments. So I don't see it coming to a quick conclusion, but I think that's very important that we make a promise to these taxpayers who have suffered all summer.
And I understand that, and staff did not include that last section in the recommendation because it's not within the control of Reach the Queens Municipality. It is other departments, and certainly this committee, if formed, will have that responsibility to have those discussions. And they will have the fall and winter to actually effect change. If they're unable to effect change, then the Region of Queens cannot dictate next spring that this will change, because we do not have the legal authority.
The Region of Queens has the ability to, we've authorized the RCMP to give out tickets, which very few were given. And I don't have the final number, but the one I heard was very low. We have the ability to make that go a little bit more forceful than what it was. They have the ability to hand out tickets that have substance. They have the ability to tow vehicles that are in violation. My understanding is the road isn't wide enough for cars to be on that road on one side to start with. So there's lots that we can do and influence prior to the season of 2021. And I think we need to make that commitment.
And from the committee and the recommendation, that is a commitment to see that that occurs.
Well, okay, if that's a commitment, but I don't understand why it's not in the document.
Because the Region of Queens cannot make that happen. We can only...
We may not be able to make it happen, but we can make things better.
Yeah, we can always make things better, Councillor Fairley, but you're looking at a recommendation that puts the Region of Queens in a position where it needs to perform, and in those situations, the Region of Queens cannot perform that action. And that's the fine line. Staff put that together, and I would let the CAO speak to that issue because he's heavily involved in these types of recommendations.
Just with reference to the last comment there, we've been asked by this group of citizens to advocate with the minister to form a committee to deal with 8 issues that are concerned to them that they want some discussion on,
right,
and some decision on. The last part of it that you referenced more was a frustration. If they can't get results, then they're going to take their own action. I think that's very inappropriate to put in this report, because essentially you're saying, here's what we want, but if we don't get our way, we're going to take our own action. So if I was the minister, I wouldn't take kindly to that type of comment. I think it's a very forceful comment, and I think it was in their own private notes that they provided to us. I'm not sure they wanted that discussion public. But they're obviously frustrated. They want some action, and it's not in this report because I don't think that would be a positive message to send to the minister to ask for a committee with all these representatives with a lot of research and stuff that needs to take place, and then say, oh, by the way, if you don't do that and do it in this particular time frame, then we're going to do A, B, and C. So it's difficult to ask for things to have a review, but then already make your mind up and already determine what you want if the review doesn't go your way. And so you're then saying, we want to have a discussion, we want a committee that's going to have open and honest discussion and dialogue and come up with some recommendations, but we've already made up our mind what we want. So I don't think that's fair to put the municipality in that position where we're advocating for one solution without, if we're going to appoint the committee has to come forward with the solutions. So there's been discussion this morning about all kinds of different options, mm-hmm. and some people in West Queens or on Carter's Beach Road would support those, and some wouldn't, for my discussions with them. And so that's what this committee is for, is to come up with a consensus the best we can, or for the community to come up with the best consensus in conjunction with the province, with the municipality as a very small partner, to determine what those solutions are, because there is no consensus right now. And so to add in that extra piece, I think would hurt the chances of getting that, and so that's why that's not part of this report.
I understand that completely, but this isn't what they're saying they're going to do. They're asking for us to do something to help them out. Because if there's nothing, if we can't come to a solution by next July 1st, then they're facing the same issues that they had all this summer. And so increased enforcement, actual towing of vehicles included, the exploring signs. I understand we're now the traffic authority. So do we have any rights over that? Can we put no parking on either side? Traffic authorities, or is that just for Liverpool?
Just Liverpool.
Okay. So we don't have any, we can't ask for that to happen.
No, that's what we've been saying from the beginning. We don't have any authority out there, zero.
I understand that.
Our only involvement is the RCMP, their national police force. They give the tickets as they wish, not under our direction. They tow vehicles under their direction, and their wish, not under our direction.
No. I have to disagree with you on that, because I've gone to the RCMP station. And I've asked them about enforcement, and their enforcement rules were dictated 4 years ago when we told them to take it easy on the tourist. Now we're dealing with taxpayers that deserve to have their rights looked after as taxpayers, and they're still under the assumption that we're, you know, we don't want to offend anybody. So I think that we can make a commitment that we're going to do everything we can to make their life better next summer. Doesn't mean it has to go into the report. It doesn't mean it has to go to the lands and forests. And nowhere in their notes saying they're going to enforce it. It just means they've understood that this is going to take a while, and they're committed to waiting. But they also have an issue with what's going to happen next summer. So it doesn't have to be part of a report to the lands and forests. It just needs to be a commitment from us that we're going to work harder to make life better for them.
I agree, and we have been working hard, and we need to work for a longer period of time to get this done, because this is not going to happen overnight. And we will, get there. I'm
okay.
Of the resolve that there will be solutions. To answer your point regarding the RCMP, the staff sergeant is aware, since early this spring, that we want them to issue tickets where applicable on Carter's Beach Road.
And how many tickets did they issue?
I don't have that number. But that is an issue of their individual members, if they determine it is appropriate to write a ticket or not write a ticket. But the staff sergeant committed that he would make members all aware that they were to write tickets where appropriate. So beyond that, that's all I can tell you. They're aware, and if they're not writing tickets, then either they're not feeling that it's appropriate at the time, or there's another issue which I'm not aware of.
But I've heard from many residents that don't see RCMP, they see them early in the morning or after 6 at night. That's not the problem area. So for us to be able to talk to the RCMP and say, you know, we would like to see something a little bit different, can we work with you and come up with a schedule during those busy times, have them come up with a schedule, then that's part of the solution as well. Because if we're not seeing police enforcement, then it's just a free-for-all.
So I was stopped in a traffic stop in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday in Port Mattoon by the RCMP, who were asking where I was going, because if I was going to Carter's Beach, they were going to turn me around. I wasn't going that far. So they have been doing those stops. I don't know how many they've done, but to say that they're not doing that enforcement is really unfair, because they have been at all hours of the day and night. And they have additional duties. It's not 100% Carter Speech. So that information is not something that I'm privy to, but I know that they are committed to doing efforts. I know that they have been doing efforts. I know that this past weekend they've done probably an ambitious effort, because it is Labor Day. But perhaps, you know, Councillor Moose, when he has chance to speak, can elaborate on that, because I understand he spends a fair amount of time trying to deal with the issue.
All I'm saying is that enforcement is better placed at the first of the season, so that people get the message they cannot park illegally or they will be fined a heavy fine or towed. It's no good on Labor Day weekend. Next weekend will be quiet. All I'm asking for is a commitment.
And I understand your issue, and I thank you for that. Deputy Mayor Kelly.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up another issue as well, is that I do believe, and maybe the CAO can correct me on this, is that I believe that the reason why the province hasn't got deeply involved in this and actually fixing any of the issues there or engaging in fixing any of the issues there is because it is still going through a, I mean, the province owns it, but it's still being going through the process of being designated as a nature's trust or nature's reserve. And until that's done, they won't decide on what's to be done, because if they do designate it as a nature reserve or protected area, they could very well close the beach to the public. Then there would be a whole other range of items that they would need to do to ensure that, and that would dictate what goes on. So it's no point, I don't believe, in the region trying to do anything until the province agrees. I mean, it's up to them anyway. I mean, going forward with the committee is a great idea, because that's the only way you're going to resolve the issues satisfactory to all parties involved. But at the end of the day, the province is going to dictate who those parties are that need to be involved based on the designation of that area and what needs to happen. If they close it to the public, then that means a whole other set of issues that have to be dealt with, so that nobody comes there and they're all turned away. And I mean, having no parking on that street and a local traffic only just moves the problem to another area. If as long as it's open, people are going to find a place to park. We see now that they'll walk miles to get there. So I don't see that as an issue. So I think it's a good idea the way we're moving forward. And the only way that things should be done and changed is when the provincial government decides that they need to get together. So I think it's in everyone's best interest to engage the province as soon as possible, which is what this motion recommendation will actually do to get them moving on this issue.
Thank you, Heather. Councilor Muse.
Raymond.
Raymond
is first. I just want to be on the record.
Okay. Yeah. Go first, Councilor Muse.
No, I just don't let him go, and then I'll answer those two questions.
Okay.
Councilor Fisk.
I'm going to talk on the recommendation. I feel strongly it's a very well put together recommendation for the McCarter's Beach, and I also feel I'm going to elaborate a little bit on Councilor Freilich and Councilor McLeod's statements. I feel strongly that the residents of that area are. Some are having a great deal of trouble, some aren't, and they need solutions, of course. My feeling of the solutions would be, by looking at this committee, that we're going to have representation from council, hopefully, and if we have recommendations, we should talk to our fellow councillors that are involved with that meeting, so we don't get overcrowded with the meeting, and get them or through the mayor or through the CAO to get our representation to take that to that committee and work with that. And also the residents of that area certainly have to be aware of what's going on every move, and I feel that the representation from their area. See where the Carter's Beach Road two residents should be able to meet with those residents and keep them up to speed on the what's happening. Brian also said, you know, we go back 8 years on this topic, and it's a very difficult topic, and we have to certainly make the province the aware of what's really happening, what our problems are. So I'm not gonna elaborate too much more, but I feel strongly that this is a good start. This recommendation is well put together, and I feel strongly that we can follow this, but with all of our input. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilor Muse?
The first committee we had set up, it was going pretty good when the Department of Environment were running the committee. And then Department of Environment, I don't know if they got told or they passed it off to Department of Lands and Forestry. I'm not sure. There was some recommendations that was put in and they didn't follow through, or they didn't get done. So then they passed it off to Lands and Forestry. Lands and Forestry, really nothing's happened. So this is why they wanted another committee set up through Department of Lands and Forestry. Not saying it's not gonna work. Maybe it will, maybe. But the Lands and Forestry Minister knows the problems. Nothing's been fixed yet. No. I go down there every other week. Every week, I mean, sorry. Two or three times. I talk to the people there. You know, they're saying, you know, there's a we and a they. We want this, and they want this. You know, and I don't know how you're ever going to get them all together. Because I think it's half and half on the road. You know, it's not good. The parking tickets, I'm so pissed off. I hear this so many times. The tickets were issued 4 years ago. There was a problem with the tickets. They were not told not to give tickets to people. We fixed the issue with the tickets, so the RCMP can give tickets. The first year they didn't, because we had a ticket problem. Second and third year they give tickets. This year they have been a little slack on giving tickets. I know they were down there the weekend that Mayor Daley was talking about. They was down there another time and blocked off the road because there was too much traffic going down. Blocking off the road and the parking on both sides isn't going to work. All we're going to do is put it up on the Southwest Road, or we're going to put it down the Burgess Road, and then they're going to go up over the dunes. So that's not really helping it. Or they're going to go to the Cranberry Holland Park and then walk down across the dunes there. So I know, I feel for the people down there. I wouldn't want to live down there and have all these people doing that and throwing garbage everywhere. As far as closing the beach down, it will never be closed down. They can make it a nature reserve, and it's from the high tide up. The beach will never be closed down. People get that in their head, it's going to close down. It never will, unless there's some kind of fungi in there and they can't go in there. I wasn't asked to be at this meeting because I'm not really sure. I guess they think that I'm on the day, I'm not on the week. If the minister sets this committee up, I think it would be great. But I think it's going to be a lot of work to get this committee set up. And yet, they haven't done anything yet. So I really don't, I'm in favor of the motion, yes. Let's try something different. But it's not like, we've been sitting on our thumbs and not doing anything. We have meetings all the time with Lands and Forestry. There's one person here, at least from the committee, that's on there, two of them. Sorry, come here, come see you. So, I don't know what to tell you. It's my worst Jesus nightmare in my area, I'm telling you that.
Any other councilor would like to speak? Councilor McLeod?
I have to say thank you, Councilor. I know your passion for this, and it's shown this morning, so I really appreciate that.
I'm good.
Thank you, Councilor McLeod. So if there's no more discussion on this issue, then are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Gil? Gil, are you in favor or opposed?
Boss.
Those opposed? We have a majority. Motion does pass. So that brings us to 14-3, back to school, Counselor McLeod.
Okay, I'm trying to make this as a resolution, so just bear with me, I've kind of written it and changed it, so, and I'll make sure that Christine gets the right word for the minutes. Whereas today, Tuesday, September the 8th, 2020, is the first day of students returning to Queens County schools, whereas it will be much different than other years due to COVID-19 health measures in place for everyone's safety, be it resolved that we as a council care for the families and students and teachers and bus drivers who have fears and concerns about the process and about whether the right decision has been made by the Department of Education. As the general population has adapted to changes in our lives, our younger generation are resilient and open to change. Let's give our blessing to them on their new journey into education.
Thank you. Any discussion? Thank you, Counselor McLeod. Very appreciated. That brings us to 15.0. In camera, we have no in camera items today, which then brings us to 16.0 adjournment. A motion to adjourn would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fancy, seconded by Councilor McLeod. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of adjournment? It is unanimous. Thank you. Gil, are you with us?
I am. Can I agree?
Thank you. It is unanimous. We are adjourned.